So this is Dan Ossipow of Team Discovery reporting at the start of the Tour de France in Nantes. We are on the eve of the prologue, which starts tomorrow. It's actually stage one. There is not a prologue this year. And the team is preparing for the team presentation tonight, which is very similar to the opening ceremonies of an Olympic Games, where each team is presented in front of several thousand special guests and invitees of the area. And, of course, our team has gone last the last handful of years since Lance started winning the race, and we'll go last again tonight. They're due to go on stage about 8 o'clock or so. It's usually a nice event. It usually highlights some of the region and some of the culture of where we are. So we're in the Vendée region, so I'm sure we'll see some of their culture kind of coming to play. But the riders are very anxious to start the race. They've been in this hotel since Wednesday. And the nature of the Tour de France is moving and traveling. That's just the way it goes. For 3 weeks, you basically change hotels every single night. And to be in one hotel for 4 or 5 nights, it just doesn't feel the same. You don't really gain your rhythm in terms of moving and getting ready for the race. So it's very rare to these guys. They usually fly into a race the night before or the day before and immediately start. So with the Tour and all the other medical checkups and press conferences and all the different bike checks and so on, these guys arrive Wednesday to start Saturday, so it's pretty unfamiliar territory for them, and you could tell that they're pretty anxious to get started. They went for about a 50-60 kilometer ride today, and unfortunately got rained on. It's pretty blustery and wet here, and I think the forecast calls for that tomorrow as well. Tomorrow's stage is a 19-kilometer time trial that is on the coast, right on the Atlantic Ocean, riding north, direct north. It's almost a straight shot, and we do expect that the time gaps are going to be quite bigger than most expect tomorrow, simply based upon the distance and the windy conditions. So we look for a good performance for the riders, but again, the goal for tomorrow's stage is not necessarily to win. You never hold back, but you know, our guys are looking to gain the yellow jersey and then hold the yellow jersey, and very rarely do you gain the jersey on the first day and then hold it throughout the race. This is Dan Ossipow again reporting from the Tour de France. And for more exclusive behind-the-scenes information on Team Discovery, go to discovery.com.